Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Iran has vowed to take revenge on Israel for killing its commanders who were hit earlier this month during a strike on the Iranian embassy in Damascus. US officials said today that the retaliatory strike could take place within hours. Some American networks are reporting that the Iranian attack against Israel could include more than 100 drones and dozens of missiles aimed at military targets inside of Israel. For a reaction to this, I'm joined in studio now by Kazim Sharif Kazimi, chargé de affair of the Iranian embassy to Ireland. Mr. Kazimi, you're very welcome to the programme. Let's go straight to the possibility of a strike today by Iran on Israel. Is it possible? Could it happen?
Thank you for your inviting me, for being here and sharing my answer to your audience. Israelis attacks Iranian embassy in the Damascus, violations the international law and the Vienna Convention 1961. Iran gave the international community and Security Council more than 10 days to have condemns that and give a meaningful action to the Israeli to stop this kind of the violation. But unfortunately, because of the act of the United States, UK and France, no condemnations by the Security Council. And in this atmosphere, Iran has the right reserved based off the international law, take a countermeasure based off the international law, and to be able to help the peace and security of the region and international atmosphere in this regard.
Because Israel hasn't accepted responsibility for that strike in Damascus.
Completely everyone know about that, and many signs of the Israeli accept that after that they take out their sentences to accept that. Everybody knows about that.
Why? How do you know?
It's completely clear. Everybody knows that.
How?
That,
Tell me how.
Because of the some officials in the Israelis give a signs that and mentions that. It is and distributed some photos about that. And this kind of the strike happens by the F-35's war airplanes, which it does on the hand of the Israelis.
So it's quite clear that Iran has targeted Israel for a response here. The Ayatollah has said, when they attack the consulate, it's as if they have attacked our soil. The evil regime, he's talking about Israel, made a mistake and it must be punished and it will be punished. Will it be punished today, Mr. Ghazi?
It's not clear when exactly Iranian response to the Israeli regime will be sure happens, but the time is not clear. But Iranian response will be tact and wisdom, because Iran don't intend to escalation of the war in the region. Iran showed his strain and patience before, because before that Israelis killed Iranians person in that area. But this time Israeli violated international law and violated the diplomatic buildings.
Iran is quite clearly angry, furious at this attack.
Iran is not angry. If Iran was angry about that, should respond just the day after. Iran give the responsibility to the Security Council to take their duty in that regard. But unfortunately, nothing happened.
Would it be an Iran state attack on Israel?
Every possibility is available. It's on the tables. Nobody knows which kind of the direction, and directly or indirectly, will happen. But Iran has just one concern and warning international community that Israelis escalation of this kind of the adventures that Israeli taken should take the responsibility of that. And it's not the time and the how Iran will respond. That is not clear. Iran will be response, tact, and wisdoms. Iran don't intend to make.
Do you want all-out war here? Because that is a possible consequence. All-out war. If you attack an Israeli military target, it could precipitate a war with not just Israel but the US.
It has happened these days. 6 months, United States supporting Israeli in any cases after 40,000 civilians has been killed, 150 journalists has been killed, hospitals, school has been damaged. But in these times, Israelis violated many international law and targeted the diplomatic mission, and it's responsible for each country to condemn that. But many countries condemned that. But unfortunately, some countries didn't do that. And based off the United States and the UK and France, the Security Council couldn't condemn that strongly. Because of that, sometimes you need to fight not to be let the other sides to escalation the war. Israelis continue
that. Isn't it correct to say that Iran isn't completely innocent here either? Because Israel would say that Iran uses proxies all the time, like Hezbollah and indeed Hamas, to strike Israel. They feel under threat consistently because of Iran-backed proxies.
It is a ridiculous claim. They are a resistance group where there is an occupation, there is a resistance group too, not in the just in the occupied Palestine, in the island history, in the Latin America, everywhere.
If was the attack colonial on power, the 7th resistance?
If colonial powers occupied somewhere, the resistance group will come. Iran, countries...
But on October the 7th, Iran, that was undertaken by Iran, was that resistance in your opinion?
Iran based... the resistance group, the terrorist group, it's not just definition by the United States and the EU. We have a United Nation. Based off the United Nation, Hamas is a political movement, not the terrorist group.
You support the indiscriminate murder of 1,200 people, rape of hundreds of women.
Who is the responsible of that?
The kidnapping of hostages.
If just one killing...
That's Hamas, and you support Hamas.
If just one people's kill, innocent people killed, no matter Jewish, Christianity, Muslim, it should be condemned. But the roots of the problem is the Israeli occupied land. In the September 23, Irish delegation visited the occupied land and mentioned 2,500 Palestinians has been killed. What's happened? 7 decades Israeli is killing Palestinians people. Who stopped Israel?
This is why, you see, this is why Israel would say that Iran and Iran's commanders are a legitimate target for Israel, because you support Hamas and Hamas conducted the catastrophic attack of October the 7th.
If with any justification we are, say, an attacking to the diplomatic mission, no diplomatic mission won't be secure. We have international law. All of the activity during the war, before the war, and every time we should obey the international law, not claim of the politician, Israeli regime. Israeli regime claim is not international
Hamas
law.
Hamas broke international law.
What before that? Resistance group, as you
but
said...
Hamas broke international law on October
as
the 7th.
And
let's get back to the point
group.
Here. In terms of an Iran threat of a strike on Israel, the Israeli response to that from the Prime Minister, he said, whoever harms us, we will harm them. Do you want war with Israel? Because it seems to an awful lot of commentators that if it were to happen, yeah, Iran would come out worst.
Iran don't like escalation of the war. Iran shown Israelis before that assassinated Iranian scientists inter of the Iran a few years ago. Iran assassinated Iranian civilians inside of the Iran. And also within 6 months before this new violations, Israelis killed Iranian persons. And Iran shown they restrained their patience. But this time, Israeli violated the international law based off the diplomatic right and should be punished because unfortunately, because of the supporting of the United States, UN Security Council couldn't condemn that. After the Israelis killed 40,000 civilian in the Palestine, more than 500 school in the Palestine. And also when we see this situation, whenever Israeli bombard the buildings in the Gaza, also at the same time bombarded credibility of the Western, many Western countries.
So it's quite clear from what you're saying that your fury is not just building as a result of this strike on Iranian commanders in Damascus. It's because of Gaza and it's because of previous strikes by Israel and the US as well, based on what you're saying. But do you have allies here? Have you sought assurances and support from the likes of Russia and China before you go ahead and strike?
Many countries, except a few countries like United States, UK, and Germany, and a few countries, all of the countries don't like escalation, and many of them try to stop Israel. But unfortunately, the veto right and the unwavering support of the United States, Israeli continued genocide in the Gaza and in the Palestine. It is the roots of the crisis in the region. If somebody would like to stop it, should be paid attention in this regard, and Iran reserved the right to respond Israeli violation in the diplomatic mission.
What about diplomatic efforts to de-escalate what's happening now? Who has Iran been talking to, or who has been talking to Iran to try and roll back the tension?
Iran gave 10 days to the international community to do something. And just yesterday, seven foreign ministries called to the Iran and called for be patient and restrain. But I think they should call to the Israel and condemn Israelis to stop their violations of the international law at the same. They are not able to just invite Iran to be patient, and the other side continue to killing the peoples and violated international law. Why American didn't do anything about the ICJ? ICJ gave orders Israeli should take action. Nothing happened. The last week's Human Rights Convention bans exporting weapons to the Israeli. But UK and the United States continue exporting the arms to the Israeli. It is the against of the peace and stability.
The US would say that they did ask Israel to show some restraint, but an awful lot of people would agree with you that they haven't done enough to restrict Israel. How can this be rolled back then? Is this as much about Gaza as it is the strike in Damascus? What would work to fix the problem in Gaza?
It's a very good question. A meaningful action against Israel to be stop his war machine. Ceasefire in the Gaza, permanent ceasefire in the Gaza. UN Security Council should condemn Israeli violation. If permanent ceasefire happen in Gaza, UN condemn Israeli and the international community condemn Israeli, it can be avoided in escalations. But until that, nobody are not able to say what's happened.
What about a two-state solution and Ireland's moves to recognize Palestine as a state? Is that something you welcome?
Two-state solution is the solution. What happens after the Oslo Accord? What's happened after the Camp David? Two-state solution based off that. More than 30 years, nothing happened. And clearly, Netanyahu mentioned they don't accept two-state solution.
I think everybody agrees that diplomacy is the way to go, and that dialogue through state leaders and diplomats will be the solution here. What do you make then, if I can bring you back to Ireland for one moment, about the exclusion of the Israeli ambassador from the Fine Gael and the Fianna Fáil or the Shinar conferences?
For sure, dialogues and the base of the international law, base of the UN Charter is the very good solution for any crisis, not just in the Gaza. But it's not possible to push and impose some solution one side and feel free the other side to killing and put pressure. It doesn't happen just 6 months.
The de-invitation, the ambassador of Israel was not invited to the Ordesh of Fine Gael and won't be to Fianna Fáil. Is that the right move?
I think completely it's the right move. Maybe it's too late, because give 6 months, give a chance to the Israelis to do and back and stop the violations. And there is enough. Even the Israelis regime ambassador is in the island, and just after the Israelis bombard the World Kitchen, a few countries just summoned Israelis ambassador. But in many countries, never Israeli ambassador not summoned to the Ministry of Foreign.
I understand. Have you been invited to the Ordesh, the Fianna Fáil's Ordesh? Were you invited to the Fine Gael's Ordesh?
Yes, for sure. And next days to the Fianna Fáil's and the Fine Gael's, there was
Did you attend the Fine Gael Ordesh?
Yes, in the Galway.
You did.
Yeah.
And you will be going to Fianna Fáil, Ardesh.
For sure. We have a very good relation. We have an understanding based off the history, based off the culture. We have many commonality. In some cases, we have differences too. But the dialogue is the base of a respectful relation between Iran and the islands is
will
very
clear.
Will you
be discussing the human rights abuses in Iran at the Fianna Fáil, Ardesh? Where are you at the Fine Gael, Ardesh?
We have dialogues with the many countries whenever there is a dialogue.
Yes,
respectful.
Yes or no? Were the Fine Gael, at the Fine Gael, Ardesh, were the human rights abuses in Iran discussed?
Never, we didn't discuss it. We have some discussion with the, because Iran is like many countries, is normal. We achieved a lot about the human rights. We are on the way. We are going ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. Chargé d'affaires of the Iranian Embassy to Ireland, Kazim Sharif Kazimi. Thank you.